dancing again. He was actually doing that kind of Batman thing for a second. We're going to have to take this window and paper over it because I can't look at those kind of things anymore. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we choose four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We play them for you, and then you get a chance to vote. This is your pick. There are no wrong answers here. This is your choice for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by calling 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email your votes right here, and we get them in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. We pick these soundbites, and you get to choose the soundbite of the week because you like it, because you don't like it, because you find it shocking, funny, whatever it may be. Your reasons are your own. Just call us and tell us which one you think should be the soundbite of the week and why. Soundbite number one comes from, well, the Democratic National Convention that's wrapped up last night. But they started with an awful lot of God talk.
The Democratic Party is a party of many faiths and backgrounds, united behind these core moral values. We support and defend a woman's right to choose a safe, legal abortion.
We remember the words of Jesus Christ, who called upon us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and care for the least among us.
Many Democrats have been and will continue to be people of enormous faith who summon God into their midst. We believe that we are all, every one of us, made in the image of our Creator by whatever name we call him or her.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. It's Friday, August the 29th. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Thomas von Hagel. Recently on the program, we were talking about Augustine, and he at the end opined on how it would be better to choose our church leaders these days in an era when church leaders are doing their best to try and choose themselves.
Someone like Augustine, who wants to live a life of quiet, pious prayer and such, and he's brought into church and he's praying, and then before you know it, he's drug up to the altar and ordained by the bishop. And even though he has tears in his eyes and has no desire to be a priest or a bishop or a leader in the church, he recognizes the hand of God at work and understands the responsibility God has laid before him and sets aside his own desires. And in our day of folks desiring offices and such, it'd be rather fun to go to a synodical convention and, instead of people seeking the office, the Spirit, grabbing the people who in turn grab an individual that's clearly meant for the position and dragging him up and putting him into office. Someone who, kicking and screaming the whole way and absolutely doesn't want to do it. Maybe that's too much to hope for, but...
Oh, my goodness, but one can hope. All right, that's soundbite number two, Thomas von Hagel, on how we might better choose our church leaders nowadays. Should it be the soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. By the way, Jeff, did you know that I got an email on that just before we went on the air? A Lutheran in Canada said they just chose their president at that Lutheran church body in exactly this way. Here's soundbite number three. It's Dr. H. Wayne House on contemporary praise music.
Well, that's part of the problem we're encountering in the church today. You know, I started at the very beginning of the first century and moved to the modern era. And much of the problems of former times have been capitalized in the church, where you have people who talk a lot about Jesus. But in their music, which supposedly is worshipful of Jesus, they really have a very obscure and vague understanding of who Jesus even is. It's this boyfriend-girlfriend kind of music in the church where, you know, you could sing it on the rock station as well as you could in the church, and nobody would know the difference. It's not realizing that Jesus is not a romantic figure for us. Jesus is Lord and God over us. And this touchy-feely, sentimental kind of music that the church is producing today a lot of uses God words, uses theological terms on occasion, but it's largely devoid of any consistent understanding of the theology of the church, and particularly who Jesus is as the Lord of the church. So he's Lord and Savior, and you're not dating Jesus, as some people talk about. You are united with him in baptism, his death and resurrection. But it doesn't take on this romantic era, and yet a lot of the church has gone to that.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Dr. H. Wayne House on contemporary church music. Should it be the issues, etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. You can also email your votes, and we'll get to the fourth soundbite on the other side of this break. Dr. Ken Sherb commenting on the theological point of giving larger congregations more votes in church representation. It's one of the proposals made by a task force in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for restructuring the whole thing. Bigger congregations, more votes. Sherb says, not a good idea. That after the break, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week for about another 10 minutes on the program. Then hour two of Issues Etc. Senator John McCain has made his choice of Alaska Governor Sarah Palin to be his running mate. We'll talk with Mark Hemingway in about 15 minutes, staff reporter for National Review, about that choice. And then John the Baptist is remembered today at his martyrdom. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest after that. Stay tuned. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. You're listening to Issues Etc.
618-223-8384. It's the new phone number for the Issues Etc. listener comment line. 618-223-8384. Leery about calling a live radio talk show? Want to remain anonymous? Leave your recorded question or comment on the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. The good, the bad, the ugly. We're big boys. We can take it. 618-223-8384.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Pastor Richard Cody, Judy Schneider, Stacy Imburgia, Richard Ashton, Adam Robert Lininger, Michael Imburgia, Cheryl Swope, Pastor Daniel Mackey, Nathan Reichel, and Pastor Herb Keistman. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Your votes, very easy way to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. We still have one soundbite to play, the fourth and final soundbite before we hear from you. It comes from Dr. Ken Sherb. He was on the program, I think, just yesterday. We were talking in the first hour about the ins and outs of restructuring the largest confessional, or what may be the largest confessional Lutheran church body in the United States, of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and some of those proposals. One of the proposals that he dealt with was giving larger congregations more votes in their representation in the church body. As it stands, congregations, regardless of their size, get two votes, one pastoral, one layperson vote. But under one of the proposals for restructuring, the bigger your congregation, the more votes you get. And here are the thoughts from Dr. Ken Sherb from yesterday's Issues Etc. on that point.
No congregation has more or less of Christ than any other. Where his word is proclaimed, where his sacraments are administered, there is the church, and there is Christ in his forgiving fullness. And no church has more or less of him than another, be it 50 members, 500 members, 5,000 members. This now is a fundamental change in the way congregations are represented, and I wonder if it's not a fundamental change in the way the synod is conceived. No, there's no divine command that says here's the way you have to be represented at a convention of the Missouri Synod, but there is a theological rhyme and reason to the way that the representation is currently determined. That is to say, no congregation has more voting strength or less because of its relative size, and that theological rhyme and reason is, as I said, that no congregation has more or less of Christ and his forgiveness than any other.
All right, that's soundbite number four, the fourth and final soundbite for this week's Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So, is it soundbite number one, the Democratic National Convention beginning with an awful lot of God talk? Is it soundbite number two, Thomas von Hagel recently on the program, talking about how he wishes perhaps occasionally we might choose a church leader against his will rather than someone trying to elbow their way into church leadership? That's soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number three, Dr. H. Wayne House, on what he makes of the Christological content of a lot of contemporary Christian music in our church? Or is it soundbite number four, Dr. Ken Sherb, with his thoughts on letting congregations be greater representation for greater numbers? 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Let's quickly play him again. We lost our internet stream for about 5-10 minutes or so.
Do we have it back?
Yes, it's back now. So let's quickly go through them. So
all right, let's just do soundbite number 1, 2, 3, 4 in rapid fire. Here's soundbite number one. Get ready to call 1-877-623-MYIE.
The Democratic Party is a party of many faiths and backgrounds united behind these core moral values. We support and defend a woman's right to choose a safe, legal abortion.
We remember the words of Jesus Christ, who called upon us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and care for the least among us.
Many Democrats have been and will continue to be people of enormous faith who summon God into their midst. We believe that we are all, every one of us, made in the image of our Creator by whatever name we call him or her.
All right, soundbite number one. Here's soundbite number two. It's Thomas von Hagel on choosing church leaders.
Someone like Augustine, who wants to live a life of quiet, pious prayer and such, and he's brought into church and he's praying, and then before you know it, he's drug up to the altar and ordained by the bishop. And even though he has tears in his eyes and has no desire to be a priest or a bishop or a leader in the church, he recognizes the hand of God at work and understands the responsibility God has laid before him and sets aside his own desires. And in our day of folks desiring offices and such, it'd be rather fun to go to a synodical convention and instead of people seeking the office, the Spirit, grabbing the people who in turn grab an individual that's clearly meant for the position and dragging him up and putting him into office. Someone who, kicking and screaming the whole way and absolutely doesn't want to do it. Maybe that's too much to hope for, but...
Oh, my goodness, but one can hope. All right, that's soundbite number two. Here's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Dr. H. Wayne House on contemporary Christian music.
Well, that's part of the problem we're encountering in the church today. I started at the very beginning of the first century and moved to the modern era. And much of the problems of former times have been capsulized in the church, where you have people who talk a lot about Jesus. But in their music, which supposedly is worshipful of Jesus, they really have a very obscure and vague understanding of who Jesus even is. It's this boyfriend-girlfriend kind of music in the church where, you could sing it on the rock station as well as you could in the church, and nobody would know the difference. It's not realizing that Jesus is not a romantic figure for us. Jesus is Lord and God over us. And this touchy-feely, sentimental kind of music that the church is producing today a lot of uses God words, uses theological terms on occasion, but it's largely devoid of any consistent understanding of the theology of the church, and particularly who Jesus is as the Lord of the church. So he's Lord and Savior, and you're not dating Jesus, as some people talk about. You are united with him in baptism, his death and resurrection. But it doesn't take on this romantic era, and yet a lot of the church has gone to that.
All right, that's soundbite number three, and here's the fourth and final soundbite, Dr. Ken Sherb, with some thoughts on proportional representation at church voting functions.
No congregation has more or less of Christ than any other. Where his word is proclaimed, where his sacraments are administered, there is the church, and there is Christ in his forgiving fullness. And no church has more or less of him than another, be it 50 members, 500 members, 5,000 members. This now is a fundamental change in the way congregations are represented, and I wonder if it's not a fundamental change in the way the synod is conceived. No, there's no divine command that says here's the way you have to be represented at a convention of the Missouri Synod, but there is a theological rhyme and reason to the way that the representation is currently determined. That is to say, no congregation has more voting strength or less because of its relative size, and that theological rhyme and reason is, as I said, that no congregation has more or less of Christ and his forgiveness than any other.
All right, folks, we have very little time because we couldn't take your votes earlier since you weren't able to hear. Only 3 minutes left for your votes. Call or email us right now, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Should it be the montage of DNC God Talk? Should it be Thomas von Hegel on how we better could choose our church leaders occasionally? Should it be H. Wayne Howe, soundbite number three, his thoughts on contemporary Christian music, or soundbite number four, Dr. Ken Sherb, saying there's a theology behind why congregations are given a limited number of votes. There's no more Jesus at a big one than at a little one. Here's Charlie calling from Maryland. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. I'd like to vote for number one because I'm just amused at the way that the one speaker talks about summoning God into our presence completely apart from any way in which God promises to be among us.
All right. Thank you very much, Charlie, and thanks for listening in Maryland. John in Perrysburg, Ohio, says, I vote for soundbite number two. That's Thomas von Hegel. I've long held the opinion that desire for an office ought to disqualify that person from election to office. Let's just nominate qualified individuals and then cast lots. I like the casting lots idea. That's how they chose offices in the church at the very beginning. Dice. Because God controls the outcome, of course. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. That's one vote for the DNC God Talk, and it's one vote for choosing our church leaders in a less ambition-driven way. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback. Steve emails us. He says, number one, because of postmodern junk. I guess that's what he makes of the God Talk. That's two votes there. Really quickly, 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. All right, then that would be, if I'm counting correctly, and it's not too difficult, that would be the DNC God Talk. All of the mentions of God, the welcoming of God into the Democratic Party. I like the way it ended, talking about our God, our Creator, whoever he or she may be. When we come back from this break, hour two of Issues Etc., we're going to spend some time with Mark Hemingway talking about the big news story today, John McCain's choice of Sarah Palin to be his running mate, Alaska governor, mother of five, is that right? And she appears to have small children as well, ardently pro-life. We'll find out perhaps why the good senator made this choice and whether or not it's a good choice. Mark Hemingway would be our guest of National Review on the other side of this break. And then We'll talk about John the Baptist and his martyrdom as the church remembers it today with Dr. Arthur Jest. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back with Hour 2.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.